Okay, so we got a lot of people lined up here. Osborne had a good experience.
But did he nut? That's the question.
Right. That's coming. So,
that's
well,
coming,
maybe.
Listen to you.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mute him. He's still laughing. There he is, still laughing. Okay, good. Do you want to talk to Bart? Is there something on the agenda
Bart,
for Bart?
I want
or
Bart.
Something?
I want okay. Bart.
Well, let me ask this first, and I'll keep it simple. Looking at numbers 614 again, Ion, the three parts that are laid out there, the first part includes a he-lamb, the second part includes a ewe-lamb, which is a female lamb, and the third part includes a ram, all without blemish.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that, Bert? What are you referring to?
Ian had Gene go to number 614 earlier.
What book?
Numbers. And that's in the Nazarite vow.
Bob gets overwhelmed very easily.
Well, I was taking note. I was taking notes as you and Gene went through it. So I have to admit that.
Why you make the biggest? Why you make the big money? See, aren't you glad you didn't go pee?
I have to go back over these notes, but you went through a lot of stuff there with the chromosomes and the 143,000 and the 1,000 that gets absorbed into
its valence.
And the valence.
So what's your question? Bart, do you have a question about it?
He said he was recapping. Bob, you have to pay attention. Send yourself an email. You'll be all right.
Okay. The he-lamb, the she-lamb, and the ram, is that a reference to the DNA specifically?
Dolly.
So that's a reference to cloning. So it's
called a tell.
It's a tell, okay. And that is an indicator of how the DNA replicates?
No, that's how little man's trying to show you how to do it. They don't know, but that's what they're trying to show you.
By making these offerings.
However canicled.
As it's laid out in numbers here. So they offer a male lamb, a female lamb, and a ram.
Easy, stay easy, soften this, you know. Now you want to come back to the question of how will this apply to Leviticus? When you figure it out, that's where it will land. Got it?
Okay. Is there a book in Leviticus?
Well, you should just do all of it. You're good. Other people couldn't do that, but you can. You're good at this.
So Numbers 6:14 will land in Leviticus. Is Leviticus in the Old Testament?
Yes, darling. You're starting to sound like Bob.
I'm catching up on this.
I know. Put it on the Googler. The Googler should be able to confirm where Leviticus is stored. Maybe it's in the Wikipedia. Maybe that's where we hit it. We put it somewhere. We don't really remember now. So
okay, it's the third book of the Greek Old Testament of Christian biblical canons and the third of five books of the Pentateuch.
Oh, the Torah.
Hey, Bart, you used to leave rewrite very early. This explains your ignorance of these basic points that we all had to know and develop. So this is why you left too early. You don't even know about where the book of Leviticus is. It's embarrassing. I should ask my money back, or no, I should give you your money back. How does that work? Is the room going to sell it?
You have my money, I guess I would give it back to you.
Put it into Lapperts. Make it about Lapperts. You'll be all right.
But, Bart, that's ridiculous. But carry on, Bart. You can catch up quickly.
I am. So the Torah, the Old Testament, includes Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Okay.
The Pasher.
The Pasher.
Mm-hmm.
Bart, you were too busy typing stuff on Dukes those years back in 2011 to notice your homework from rewrite.
He did burn it up back then. There's nothing we could do.
I wasn't typing while I was on the calls, Bob. I was actually listening and engaging.
Yeah, but you had to go to bed. You left early so you could wake up early to type your shit.
Well, I tell you, I made up for it.
How? How did you make up for it?
I caught up with everything between then and now.
And?
He now knows that Leviticus is in the Old Testament, Bob, so he's making progress every day.
It took me 2 seconds to pick that subject up.
So you're saying, Bart, you caught up and you don't type anymore, right?
I don't really type anymore, no.
That's what you mean, right? You caught up.
Excluding my temporary naive ignorance of the placement of Leviticus, yeah, I'm caught up.
Remember all that typing, Bart? And you were doing a lot of typing, a lot of explaining, and you noticed I never responded hardly once. Remember that? I never fucking paid attention to your typing. Remember?
No, and that's because I had to get through that for whatever reason.
Yeah, and other people appreciate it. They learned from your typing, but they didn't realize how deficient.
We liked your typing. We liked your typing.
Well, you named him Bartholomew because he was typing.
We did. He was a scribe.
But see, it doesn't matter who people are influenced by, because often they don't know who did the reading, writing of the wrong reading. So, a lot of people that were very impressed with their typing.
The one that wrote the reading right.
Yeah, the one who wrote the reading right.
Mm-hmm. But Tina's dog was saved by it, so that's all that really matters.
Tina's dog was what?
Saved by it.
What was the dog's name? Jack or something?
Jake.
Oh, yeah, Jake, right.
She wouldn't let him have bacon. She had cigarettes, but he couldn't have bacon. It was an abomination before God.
An abomination before Bob.
I just wrote, but I got it out. But then, Ion, you said recently that I would be engaging that again. So it would be a surprise to me because I...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're in the book of Leviticus now. Is the order of the Old Testament starts with Deuteronomy.
In reverse.
It's in reverse and goes to Numbers, Leviticus, Exodus, and Genesis.
It ends in Genesis.
Ends in Genesee.
With rejoice, singing in the choir.
Ian, is Sasha's experience the past hour and a half almost ending?
No, not just yet.
It's still happening.
Nice. It's an engagement, yeah.
I'm happy to read the book of Leviticus, but is there something that specifically that number 614 would lead to?
Well, you might be onto something. We'll just have to play with you and see what you're going to do. Well, let's do Leviticus 23, starting at 23. Might as well get you ready for the new president.
So here it is. It's the Feast of Trumpets. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord.
Which takes you back to Numbers 29, 1, 25, and 9.
You said Numbers 1, Ion? 25 to 29?
29:1.
And in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work. It is a day of blowing the trumpets unto you. So there is no time. The seventh month and the first day of the month, one would say with
those are
with
cycles.
Our
those are cycles.
They're cycles.
How you get
okay.
The offering, and how you get the offerings ready for first fruits and tabernacles and atonement. It's when you become a god, then you can start laying out. For example, if you have a menu, you sit down and you have an appetizer, then you have a salad, then you have a soup. Then you have the entree. Then you have something to cleanse the palate. Then you have dessert. There's no time, but there is an order for how the best that is gone. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, hallelujah.
And that's where I see, okay, the burnt offering again. A young bullock, one ram. This is different, and seven lambs of the first year without blemish.
Mm-hmm.
This is different than the Numbers 6 offering.
Mm-hmm. This will take you right up to we did the bullshit and jack shit and give a shit and bullshit and load of shit. That's the one. And then Leviticus 24 will take you up to the lamps. And then 5 will take you into the shewbread.
Leviticus 24:1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure olive oil, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually. Without the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, shall Aaron order it from the evening unto the morning before the Lord continually. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. He shall order the lamps upon the pure candlestick before the Lord continually.
Excellent.
Wow, so we're at the lampstands.
What? Get Brian. Get Brian, damn ass. In the law of the year of Jubilee? No, it can't be. Can't be. Are we all ready for the seventh year, Bob? Has it been the 7 years?
That's what I was going to bring that up. That was the topic. I got to make a note.
Then shalt thou call the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement, ye shall make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 5th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land and to all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be Jubilee unto you. You shall return every man unto his possession, and you shall return every man to his family. That's Leviticus 25:8 through 11-ish, 12 something.
Hey, Ian, we've been interacting with you for ostensibly 7 years, and we've come to a wonderful completion point. This is what the seven aspects in Book of Revelation was about, right? These seven moons, seven phases.
This up to Numbers 21. No, Numbers 20, 22, when Aaron dies. That's what you got.
Right, so you've got seven trumpets.
Eleazar. Remember Eleazar? You slept with him. The Mount Hor. You did
that,
Eleazar.
Ian, you got a seven trumpets, seven vials, seven judgments, seven churches, seven something else, about seven sevens. All that in the Book of Revelation was about 2009 to 2016, correct?
Do.
Yeah, think of that part.
Well, I'm trying not to include time in this.
Well, we call it
Hezekiah. It's Hezekiah. It's how it all goes. It's why the giants lived in Canaan. It's why the Edomites refused passage to them all. It's why they had the sins of Moses in the first place. It's why Jerophealco lost the ball. Just saying. He lost a testicle, really.
I'm sure he did. It's the sevens, the way that they lay out or line up are, it's very poetic, but you said that we were moving away from this thing of cycles. Does this seven
but
sort of...
But you're coming back to it because you're completing it. When you get to Genesis, you got to do all the begats. But here's what you need to know. You need to go to Genesis chapter 6, verse 6. We're going to tell you something.
All right, Genesis 6, 6. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart.
What? He did what? Say that again.
And it repented the Lord, all caps, that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart.
So God was upset that he made little man? Wow, is that what that says?
And Genesis 6:6, the wickedness of man is the title of the chapter.
Yeah, well, the ungodly is going to be destroyed. Now read 7.
And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them.
So you better get to be God or you can kiss your sweet ass goodbye.
Or you better get on restructure and rebob or whatever, in
well,
other words.
The godly will be saved. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And these are the generations of Noah. But just man, perfect in the generations, as Noah walked with God. And then you get into Ham, Shem, and Japheth.
Okay, so we were not... You said that the cycle...
This is coming.
Okay.
You're not to Genesis yet. You're coming. You read it back to first.
So Noah
Alam,
is...
Baruch, Alam, Adashir, Eloheinu. Yeah. We can do it. This is how we do it.
So does Noah represent Ionets or the folks who are ascending or ascended or taking their power?
Who's Nora?
Noah.
Noah, not Nora. Noah.
Noah.
Noah. Oh, that's better. Your elocution is amazing. You're just good every way around. That's nice.
I'll clean it up if I miss it, but... So Noah builds the ark, and that occurs between the...
That's
I guess you
coming.
Say the Lord's...
That's coming. That's coming.
Okay.
That's coming.
And that occurs during the... Would you call it the Lord's vengeance? Or just the Lord's cleaning house?
Ooh, we don't like any of that. We want that to be you. See, we want the flood to be a living water, but it's not going to work like that. Although, the way the pipes have been holding up, though, you might flood the earth with living water, Bob. You might do it.
So an ark, then, with regard to the living water, that would be just a vessel to hold it or a vessel to ride on it?
Better see what Jacob and Esau have to say about it.
The book of Genesis speaks of a relationship between Jacob and Esau, focusing on Esau's loss of his birthright to Jacob and the conflict that had spawned between their descendant nations because of Jacob's deception of their aged and blind father Isaac in order to receive Esau's birthright blessing from Isaac. So this is related...
Everybody's looking, it's in 33.
Okay. You said Genesis 33?
Genesis 33.
Is there a passage specifically?
All of it. What's
okay. All right, I'm going to start reading here.
Hey, Bart, is that referring to living water?
The Noah passage was referred to living...
Noah did,
but Jacob and Esau were just starting on. I don't know how this relates yet.
This has to do with Rachel. Okay, are you coming back in the morning to play with us, Bart?
I wasn't planning on it.
That's why we asked.
Can I continue this conversation next weekend?
If you like.
I probably won't be back tomorrow morning.
That's fine.
So is there homework that I can go over in the meantime? Should I read Jacob Esau?
For sure.
Beyond that, is there anything else that you would recommend?
It's in Bob's inbox. He'll play it for you.
What was the Genesis 33 topic?
Jacob meets Esau.
It's when Jacob makes peace with Esau. But it don't end good. Because that
Jacob
damn
makes
Rachel.
Peace. Okay, so you're finished. You want to play the What about
yeah, that song, the song is top one in your inbox for Bart. It's important. He needs to know this if he didn't.
Thank you, Ian. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank
you
for your question. Thank you for your questions. And here comes a song.
You don't own me.
You're not funny. No way. I'm out.
I'm not.
Stop it. No, I'm not going to.
You don't own me.
Don't say
I'm not
going
to go with other boys. No. Ba, 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 ba.
And don't tell me what to do. And don't tell me what to say. And when I go out with you, don't put me on display.
Pretty good.
You remember. You don't own me. Don't try to change me in any way. You don't own me. Don't tie me down, cause I'll never stay.
I don't tell you what to say. I don't tell you what to do.
So just let me be myself. That's all I ask of you. I'm young, and I love to be young. I'm free, and I love to be free. To live my life the way that I want. To say and do whatever I please.
I'm young,
and I love to be young.
I'm free,
I'm free, and I love to be free.
To live my life.
Like that, Bart?
Yeah, I catch a not so veiled
threat. It's a threat.
Yeah,
I was threatening you.
I don't know if it's a threat, but I have a feeling that when I read Jacob and Esau, it's going to be some sort
rock
of
rock your world. It's going to rock your world.
I got to make your money, Jake. Okay. If you don't get that money right, it'd be bad.
You say you want to talk to Bert?
Yes,
what you were saying
we need
there?
Bert. We were waiting on
okay,
Bert.
Okay, Bert. Is that you, Bert?
Nope.
That not you, Bert?
No, it's Ophelia.
Hey, darling.
Hi, Ion. How are you?
We are very non-physical today.
Oh, I don't have much to say. Is this thanking you for another stone again?
Yes, it was very wonderful. Stay away from four. When things are in fours, avoid them.
Thank you.
Yeah, just for a bit, just for a bit. Not long, just for a bit. It'll pass. When the new moon changes again, it'll be over.
Okay. But love the stone is in triangular shape. Thank you once
That's
again.
Right. Good. You got it. You got it. You got it. You're doing very good. We're very pleased here.
Yeah, I am. Okay, I don't
yeah,
have
look
much
at all the
say.
Money, isn't it? Man? Look at the money. Look at all the money. It's so much fun. It's so much fun. Don't tell nobody because they'll just hate you because you got money. So don't talk about the money. But we know all about the money. It's so much fun. It's good. Get the money. Get the money. Cashy money. Get cashy money. Cashy money. It's good money.
Okay, I'll pass. And anyway, thanks you. Thank you. Thanking you once
always.
Again.
Always. Always. Always.
Okay.
Appreciation granted.
Yeah, I really appreciate you a lot. Okay. Bye for now.
Happy day.
What did she communicate, Ayan? She just talked about making
money. She was to avoid fours. She was supposed to avoid fours until the new moon goes through the rotation. It's full now. It'll go to a new moon, and then the new moon will come back to a full. So it's one rotation. She's to avoid things of four just because it's her. It's a weird place. And if she does that, it's going to be fine, and she's already increased them. Her monies have increased, and they're increasing faster and exponentially more correct. Yeah, but she needs to avoid fours to maintain her money flow. Cashy monies, Bob. Cashy monies. Cashy monies.
Yeah, is she making money by selling things?
Don't be talking about it. We said to everybody, I'll just hate her because she's that money. Don't be talking shit. You know
what I mean. Okay.
Let it go. It's okay. This is another one of those who didn't make anything by talking to us. You know, Bob. You got it. We're not mass communicating, Bob. We're one at a time. Now get Bert.
I don't see Bert. We'll get him in a second. But Brent has been wanting to talk to you, for a while. Go ahead, Brent. We'll get to Bert.
Hey, Ion.
Hey.
I've got a question regarding school. I'm a student studying healthcare to be a physician's assistant, and I'm feeling really out of place.
Mm.
I'm feeling really out of place.
You're not a nurse. You're not an RN. You're not an LPN. You're not a doctor. You're really not anything. You can't even write a prescription. You can suggest a prescription. Seems kind of silly to us. Why wouldn't you be something else?
You know, I don't know if I want to be in the healthcare career at all. Seems kind of silly.
Well, if you're going to doctor God, they don't need a doctor. And if you're going to doctor little man, they're all going to die. So why don't you become a mortician? That might be more fruitful.
So my question is, I've been thinking a lot. Something else I could do.
Oh, not a thinking man's game. What brings you
to
this?
What was that?
Not a thinking man's game.
You know, I'm unsure at the moment.
Good. Now that's the best way to be. Unsure is good.
I was wondering if you could give me some sort of guidance.
Well, we kind of are. We think we have already. We've changed your mind from what you're doing now, so that's a good start. Now the next conversation now becomes what makes your heart sing. Let's find out about that.
I do want to stay in school. I like where I'm at. I'm enjoying the school I'm at. I like the people.
Then become a professor. You can be a professional student. A lot of people do it for years and years and years and years. They never do nothing but go to school. Bob never got a degree, and he went to school all his life. He was so funny. He would take the classes, and he would audit them. And he'd get the test and do the test, and he didn't want the degree. He wanted the knowings. And they were all ridiculous, and it was Coach House World and blah, blah, blah. And it was all – he wasn't even a citizen then, so he was second rate at the very best. You know, he was just trying to become – and he come from good stock. Renee's good people. He come from a good family, but he just sort of pissed it all away. The inheritance and all the money, he just pissed that all away. So he thought he would be a rogue scholar by being rogue and under the low of not ever going to the school. So he stayed with that for just a little bit. So learn how to conjugate a few verbs, not meaning. And he rarely dangles participles anymore, but does sometimes. And the conjunctivitis is a problem he addresses sometimes here and there. Fits that. But he does have this uncanny ability or capacity to talk. So if he's talk-talking, then he's talk-talking. Now, not about the quadrant, not about the tiny notes, not about the angel diagram or the 14 degrees of freedom or movement within those three that make the lotus flower open, because we're not doing that again. We've done that as many times as we're going to do it. But if you could find a way to mark your space of what makes your heart sing, what's interesting, when something's on the news, bounce that ball. When something's on the news or something that you hear on the radio or some type of music, doesn't it really get you going? Then follow those things. If it's interesting enough to get your attention, it's interesting.
What do you think about computer science or some sort of digital art and design, something that has a lot of creative avenues?
You can stay in school for years with that. That's a good thing. Or you can become a lawyer. A lawyer will give you about 8 years of school, too. But see, doctoring is a good position. You can get a good 6-8 years out of that and get a real doctorate. You can become a doctorate of psychology, and it'd be great fun because you'd never have to get over that.
Yeah, I'd only prefer maybe 4 years, to be completely honest.
Have you not been completely honest with us up till now?
Probably not, to be honest.
Okay. Well, we understand. That's the reason we called you out on it. It's all good, because we know, and it's okay. Because sometimes we like to keep things just to ourselves, because we understand how it works. You all are pretty high and mighty and put together, but not really. It's pretty shallow when you get right down to it, you see. But not trying to engage in a glib, cliched, archetypal structure that you're going to have to be judged by, but it does open you up to a new level where you can kind of see from a different sphere, a different sphere. Hey, I know what'll do it. Hey, Bob, play the newest one in your inbox, and that'll explain it to him, maybe what he might consider doing.
I've never seen the inside of a barroom or listened to a jukebox all night long, but I see these are the things that bring you pleasure, so I'm gonna make some changes in our home. I've heard it said, if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. So if that's the way you've wanted me to be, I'll change if it takes that to make you happy. From now on you're gonna see a different me, because your good girls are gonna go bad. I'm gonna be the swingin'est swinger you've ever had. If you like 'em painted up, powdered up, then you ought to be glad, 'cause your good girls are gonna go bad.
Okay, try that out. Maybe that'll work. Maybe that'll work. Try that.
I think I'm getting what you're saying.
A lot of money in it. A lot of money in it. But see, even when you get everything you want, if you're not happy, it's not really worth anything. Tell me when they have figured it all out. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to figure out what to do to be happy.
Yeah, but is Brent, you're recommending he become an escort service person to get some extra?
No. We're saying whatever you choose to do. If you get it all and you're not happy, do something else. Be happy. Because you can get all that. You don't have to do nothing. You know, you can fuck for free and get all that. The problem is that you want to make it become something fruitful. See, it's not just about the coitus. It's about being happy, fulfilled, as it were. He's going to find it, Bob. We're guiding him. We're going to open up some opportunities, and he's going to take it, and we're going to cram it down his throat hole, whether he likes it or not. It's going to be beautiful in your life.
So I tried the RNA drops. I did it for about a week, and I like them. I totally felt something happening. But my question is it dangerous to stop taking them? Or
why would you stop?
Maybe I don't have the money to pay for them at some point, or...
No. Don't worry about all that. Don't worry about that. You take them, and the money will catch you. We just said we were driving. We just said we were working this out. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's going to buy an 8-ball of drugs or this, then you might run out of money. But if you're not buying an 8-ball, then you'd be all right.
But, I mean, say for some reason I couldn't have them for a bit. Would it be dangerous?
Then kill yourself. No, it's not dangerous, but just kill yourself. If you get that disparagingly devoid of all sense of knowing and power, it's going to kill yourself and make it easy, and it saves all the money all the way around. Yeah, topography. Oh, so that's why we said topography.
It's just going to reduce my joy, and that's it.
No, maybe it won't even reduce your joy. If you'll get a contrast to say this is what joy used to feel like, then you'll be like Tammy Wynette, who was a good girl and decided to go bad. You're overdoing all this. Go soft and easy with it. It's no big deal. So far, you've done any goddamn thing you wanted to. What's different now?
Yeah. So is it okay to be confused?
Well, yeah. Yes, it's not okay to be confused. Wait, is that confusing? Yes, it's not okay. No, it's not okay for you not to be stable. Yes, it is okay if you're not there. No, wait. No, now we're confused. We're confused now. Topography. Topography, that's the answer to the question. Okay, go to Burb.
Yes.
There's nothing we can do, Bob. It's Burb. Ooh. B, tell us, we can't stand it. We've been waiting with bated breath to hear from you. Tell us all the news that is news across the living nation.
It's like a magic carpet ride, Ion. That's all I can say. I mean, it's a...
Well, you're going to say more than that.
Okay. Where should
I start? Let's talk about recovery.
All I can say is recovery is instant, almost.
Well, you really don't have to recover. It's not a recovery. You don't have to recover. That's really the point. That's why you think it's instant.
Okay.
Let's talk about your sleep. If you don't want to talk, we'll talk for you. Let's talk about your sleep.
Yeah, I'm fumbled for words, Ian, because, okay.
We know. Sleep. We've been waiting. We're backed you up. Yep. Well, let me just tell you about what a living nation is. There's a dead nation, which is where most of you all live, and there's a living nation, the one that you're ascending to. So that's what a living nation is, across a living nation. You don't want to know the dead nation. That's where Bob used to be. That's where the four bodies are. That's where the Pinhead died. That's where we buried the body. That's where the android meme sucked the dick of the mechanical bride.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, that was for Apollyon.
Ion, my sleep. I really don't consider it sleep. I go to sleep, and then 3 hours later, I'm up. But then I look at the time, and I go back, but then it's another 3 hours or 2 hours, and then I'm up.
Mm-hmm.
I just
can't stay in that bed. That bed's like a prison when you don't want to be there. You've got to go. Something to do, right? Brent,
right.
You're okay. Brent, you're okay. We knew we had to bump you out. It was time to move. Do what we said do, and you're going to be fine. Jump back in. You're fine. You got more questions, Bob will put you in the queue. Sorry, go ahead. We have to multitask here. Bob's not doing his job very good today.
Yeah, but my sleep is just, it's strange. I mean, it's been that way before the restructure, but now it's more profound. It's like 2-3 hours, and then I'm good.
Okay, let's talk about your hunger issues.
That is really different. There are times since I've been on the restructure where I have no hunger, and then there are times where I...
Tell them how much you're consuming.
As far as restructure? Okay, I use almond milk, as you recommended, and I use a serving and a half.
You'll go to two, but a serving and a half is enough. But the almond milk makes it much more decadent and rich, does it not?
Yes, it does. And I also put two eggs in, which is kind of hoggish. I know it's kind of hoggish,
but... No, it's okay, because you got to have something, because you're consuming, you're burning. See, you're running high octane. The egg part, we don't care about that as long as you find it movingly delicious. Do you actually whip it, or do you just stir it or shake it or something?
I whip it. I used to stir it, but now I whip it.
With the eggs, it kind of helps. It makes it like a nog. So it comes out of the texture kind of like a very decadent eggnog, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you chug it or sip it?
Well, that depends. Sometimes I chug it, and sometimes I sip it like wine.
Cool.
Cool. Should I do warm? I mean, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
No. Throw a few ice cubes in it. Make it almost not quite a slushy, but if you're whipping it, you can make it almost like a milkshake. Do it with a straw.
But there are times, and just in the last 3 days, where I had a little hunger, which is different because before, I mean, I did a trek this week, 5 hours, and I wasn't hungry at all. I ate because my mind said, that's the thing that I'm playing with is my mind. My mind, you know, it's a whole new
territory. Well, that shit you're eating is ridiculous anyway, so we're not surprised. It's not a double cheeseburger you're eating, so.
That's for sure. But I don't,
well,
I mean,
there you go.
It's like I'm eating from my mind. I mean, because I really don't
That's
need
That's why Bob went through that. He went through that with the RNA drops originally. It about sent
really?
Him into ketosis. Yeah, he went into ketosis. It was good.
Oh, I can say it's phenomenal. I mean, it's different every day. I mean, that's probably sounding like
now,
a broken record, but it's
fun.
True.
No, it's not. It's not. Now, this time, did you measure your chest like we asked you to last week?
Yes, but I haven't remeasured it, but I noticed
well,
the difference
can't.
In the
Well, you can't. Well, you can't remeasure it. No, we haven't told you to remeasure it. We told you just to measure it.
Okay.
Now,
yes, I did.
Tell us what
yes,
last, did. Tell us what last week's measurement was.
It was 44 and a half inches.
Okay. Now, do you know where your measuring tape is?
Yes.
Go fetch it.
Okay, it's going to take me a little bit.
Can we talk to you while we're doing it? You want to do that? We can do that.
Well, no, I don't have a portable.
CO2. Okay, then let's talk about CO2 in your body. Do you know about CO2 in your body?
Yes, I do. Yes, you mentioned that.
Uh-huh.
We were talking with Gene about it, and then I brought up the CO2. No, I talked the oxygen extraction rate. No, is that the stiffness that I'm feeling in the back of my knee?
A little bit, but we're going to fix that. Do you like ginger ale?
Yes.
Do you like club soda?
Not really. I mean, it has no taste.
Do you like club soda with like a little splash of lemon, something acrid?
Okay. Yes, yes.
Or maybe put a lemon or a lime in it, maybe?
That's good.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Why don't we do this? Add through sometime during your day some bubbly, fizzy, soda-y drink. Not a hundred of them.
That's
goats fizzy. Aren't fuzzy. Goats aren't fuzzy. You can drink a goat.
Coca-Cola, not goat. Coca-Cola.
No, you don't need the phosphorus.
All right.
But now you can do a Diet Dr. Pepper. That's okay. Diet Dr. Pepper is great.
No, that's nasty, man. I'll go with the club soda and lemon.
Or ginger ale. If you need some, sometimes you need sugar because you're not getting much sugar.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You're not getting much sugar. So you can do something else. How about like a Fanta or a grape or a something fizzy like that, maybe?
All right.
How about a Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I can find a Mountain Dew here. Yes. Ian, you're saying CO2 in my body.
Or code red. Yeah.
You're saying CO2.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a particular body part that that's concentrated in, or is it all over? Is that the stiffness?
That's a little bit of the stiffness. That's a symptom. It's the tiniest of a symptom. And it's why we're talking to you about it, so you would register. But we're going to move that out. But you need just a little bit of bubbles because you're a little ahead of it. You're ahead of it. You see what I mean? You're a little ahead of yourself. You know when you do your workout and you're training and you get bigger than you do, you're bigger than you are, or you can do more than you can do? You know when you start putting weights on yourself to do dips and putting sacks of shit around your waist to do pull-ups crap like that? Well, that's when you get ahead of yourself a little bit. You'd be better off doing your muscle body from your muscle body. You're a machine, and you can be a machine, and you can do the machine thing, but we're not trying to suggest that. We're trying to perfect you. That's what we're close to. So that's pretty impressively appropriate, yes? Now, you think your chest measurement has increased a bit, eh?
Yes.
Tell us about any changes. Have you drastically changed your workouts? If you do work out anything or do anything at all, you don't have to do a thing, but have you adjusted anything specifically about the thing?
I just do a little more pull-ups than normal.
Wide or close?
Wide and close. I'm mixing them up. Normally, I just do wide, but now I'm doing wide
you're
and close.
You're going to get your lats too big if you keep doing that.
Okay, that explains it then. That explains what I'm feeling because it's kind of weird back there.
Shit. You're going to get the hump back if you keep going.
No, I don't want that. That's crazy.
You have to be very careful because you have to be careful. Okay, now what are we going to do about your hips? What do you want to do with that?
I'm working on that.
Well, how do you want to work on it? Do you want to make your glutes bigger or like the size of your quads more defined? We can do it either way.
I don't want my glutes to be any bigger because it's crazy to buy pants as it is now for me, Ian. So keep things as they are, maybe define the quadriceps and the hamstrings a little more. But I don't need bigger glutes.
Sorry. Well, we know, but see, we understand, but you got to balance this. We're just saying it's going to go somewhere. So told you to get off your back. So when you know.
Okay. All right.
Saying.
All right.
We're just saying. So let's get you some MC Hammer pants. That's where you go. You got some loony pants.
Yeah.
You
okay.
like that?
Ion, get back to my legs. So you're saying I should lighten up. Not put any weight on my back or anything to do anything. Just basically do body weight.
No. There's no reason to go through that. But see, we told you to go to failure, and you don't go to failure now. So there's nothing more. You could do them all day long. You never fail now.
But There's no failure.
Right.
I mean,
that's right. So you have to keep adding to make it go till you can come to failure. So you just get tired and quit. That's the point. That's what we've been trying to say, that all this is kind of silly anyway. But you do what you do. Work on your rope-a-dope, get fancy, your definers, get your traps. Your traps are fine, but can you hold a teacup on your traps?
No.
Why?
Yeah, I could. Yeah, I could. Yes, I could. Yes, a teacup, yes.
That's better. Now we get it. We thought you were going to be bashful. We were going to send you. We were going to expose you. Don't fool with us.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the deal with the veins, Ion? After what you told me last week, I look at my body differently. Now, I don't even think about muscle. I don't think about
this
it because...
This is how we do it.
Yeah, okay. So it's a whole... That's the main challenge for me now is really just to fuck my mind up and leave it alone and just do whatever I do because it's really different. I mean, the veins look strange. I mean, they like... You see them, but you don't see them.
They're becoming spidery.
Yes.
Where before they look like ivy growing on a tree, now they come off the, where you can see them. They're very pronounced. The blood's actually flowing better, easier. So in that flow of better and easier, they don't have to be so pronounced.
That's what it is. Ion, when I do my little Tai Chi thingy that I do, is that why I felt that strange feeling in my feet and my hands when I do the exercise?
Yeah.
The hand muscles and the feet muscles really feel different. Okay. Gotcha. You told me a while ago when I was talking to you, I remember you told me bump muscle and it says come from the inside out. So that's what's taking place now. It's no longer muscle. It's like a whole different complex from... Coming
well, we changed the system. We changed the system. It's not the same system. It's not operating the same way. We kind of mentioned something about ascension. I know it was just a little kid appreciated archetype, and we've only mentioned it once or twice. Bob doesn't even talk about it anymore. It's just nothing to him, way beyond all that. He's enjoying trying to embrace the last of the little man syndrome. He's trying to do it again. But it has changed things, because then your body responds, you see. Let's talk about when you wake up in the morning. Do you ever have an erection?
Yes, I do. Multiple.
Okay. And then it's like, it's a different kind, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the whole, okay, yes.
The blood is flowing easier, so it's working the way it's supposed to work. Bob's having the same thing, but we even promised Bob we wouldn't talk about him, but by God, we can talk about you. So this would be good. We can't talk about Bob, but we can talk about you. We've been waiting on you very patiently. Okay, now what happens is that normal distension that occurs is a natural thing. You used to have to force it to make it big when you were juicing, but you don't have to do that anymore. It's natural, so it works the way it's supposed to. And rather than your testes falling off, they're becoming much more engorged, have they not?
Yes.
That's a balance. That's a balance, okay. And you just get a balance with it. No problem.
So this is like the reverse of what the Taoists say,
right,
that, you know,
right,
a man
right
shouldn't have ejaculation, but maybe if he's over 50, once every month or some bullshit.
Once a day. He should have it once a day. At least once a day.
And what is the balance behind
that,
Alex?
Is good.
How is that balancing? The orgasm. What does that do to the system?
Got
to
go somewhere. If you don't move your bowels, after a little while, you become backlogged and overloaded and constipated. And just
gotcha. I understand.
Well,
clear.
And you piss. If you don't piss every day, you'll get the waterlogged that you'll drain. Okay. Well, ejaculate is the same way. If you produce it constantly, if you don't use it, then you end up with low T and you end up with a mess.
So the restructure is really pumping up the system. And that's the problem.
No, restructure is not. What you're doing now is allowing your body to do what it, by God, should have been doing all along. When you were in the race
yes,
to
sir
the bottom, trying to find
yes
a fucking coffin to jump into, or somebody bold enough to bury your damn ass
gotcha
in the ground. Just bury your feet first and you'll be good to go. But your body's now starting to work the way it's supposed to work. Now, here's what happens. This also affects your mind, too. Because now all
yes
those things that you used to pine about, you no longer have to pine about them, and they're still okay, aren't they?
Right. Ion, it makes you sort of, let me see, the mind thing is not, I wouldn't say aggressive, but Yeah, well, let's say aggressive, but not, you know, like when you're on steroids, it makes you kind of aggressive and you're ready to fucking knock somebody through a wall. But there's a, like a wall that you can see when something approaches beyond your boundaries.
Well, that's right. Well, then, see, that's, see, with the testosterone becomes like knives, like your fist becomes knives because it has to balance. You want to hit something, and that's the point. This otherwise makes it balance. It's just a balance. That's all it is a balance. And then you come down to a balance. Then you feel better. Then you recoup. Then you can recover. Because then it's like, oh, okay. But now be careful now. In having relations, when you're having relations, you want to be able to control that and handle it, because the longer you go, the better it is. If you get too easy to go, then you're too quick. Then you have to go multiple times to be happy. You can do that, but then that really takes a focus. You have to focus when you're done, and then do it again, and then done, and do it again. But it's one thing to be an all-star, but to be a multi-star is good.
Okay.
So stop taking anything, no more NSAIDs for you.
No more what?
NSAIDs.
I don't understand. Can you define what NSAIDs is?
Google it. NSAID.
Okay. I don't take those anyway, all right?
We know.
I don't take any drugs at all. So is it I'm being exposed to anti-inflammatories, or you just give me a warning?
Just don't.
Susanna says, Ayan, I think she's pointing out the orgasms. Ayan, do the effects and affects you are pointing out apply to women as well?
Yes, but it's done a different way. They want to have them. He has to have them. Females want to have them. He will get to where he doesn't want to have them. It'll be like something you have to do.
But so, the women aren't getting filled up. The women aren't getting, they don't have to release anything.
Well, now they do release, but it's a different case. See, it's a withholding, kind of a receiving, pitching, catching conversation. But once you get that in balance, that'll work itself out. But yes, you should be pleasured always. But they can be pleasured without an orgasm and still be fine. Men folks can't do that.
Is Susanna getting laid enough?
No, never.
Okay, back to you, Bert.
So that's good to see how open, look how nice the conversation. We can have this open conversation that makes humans meet sex feel better. And when they feel better, then it's fine. Anything that you would come into a bump where you would require an NSAID, take magnesium instead.
Right, I do.
What about the little place over your eye?
Which eye?
Right eye.
Left eye?
Your right eye.
The right?
Your left.
My right eye.
Your left eye, which is we're looking at you, our right eye.
I fell on my head playing basketball.
We know. Put some Renew on that. Make that go away. Okay. It's ugly. Ridiculous. Take a .45 and shoot the scar off.
No, I will put the Renew. I'm not trying to do
anything. Oh, okay. That's good. That's good. Stupid. That's whatever you want to do. No, whatever you want to do. It's okay. It's all right. We got you. We got your forehead.
I know.
We got your forehead.
I know.
It's all good.
Okay, Ian, last week you said that we won't have to metabolize food anymore.
Correct. You almost aren't now.
So does that mean that restructure or the iCell and the concentration in the restructure is obsolescing the four laws of thermodynamics?
There are no thermodynamics. There have never been. You made that up. There have never been thermodynamics. Calorie is a heat exchange, but you require no heat. You wouldn't be hot or cold. It's a constant juxtaposable position of how to get warmer or colder. You're never there. If you get in a hot shower, then you're hot. If you get in a cold shower, then you're warm, and then you're back, and then you sweat, and then you're on, then you're off. It's a constant hypothalamus conundrum. So you're taking calories as heat, and they're not. So thermodynamics are be gone soon, because then you control your environment, like, when the wisp of wind falls on the neck, hair on your neck, you're like, oh, wait, what hair on my neck? The little fine cilia hair on your neck, that's where you feel that, okay? Like, describe when you go to sweat. What is that like?
Now that you say that, I did a lot of sweating when I did that walk this week. It's really strange. Actually, now that you talk about sweating is different than normal. It just,
You were trying to get the poisons out of your system. Now it becomes more like a filter because of what's coming out. You're trying to keep everything. There's nothing to get out. Your pores are changing. It's why we're changing your CO2. That's why we're going to put some bubbly stuff into you.
Okay,
that
explains
it. We didn't want to say that then, but you brought it up. So, but we weren't going to say nothing. We weren't going to out you or nothing, but it's up to you.
I mean, so the sweating.
I like this. Isn't this fun? We can talk about your body all the time. You remember there was a time we couldn't talk about your body at all? We couldn't even talk about your meat sack or your scrotum or your toes. We couldn't talk about nothing. Now we can talk about everything. How cool is this? That's what we wanted all along.
Okay.
It's great. We like it very much. It's so amazing.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to get you. We're going to get you.
I'm like
cuticles.
The pigeon
we're
in
gonna
the.
We're going to get your cuticles next. So let's go.
Okay, hey, Bert, let me take a break. Bring in someone else. Okay.
Ah, he got you thrown out. He bumped you. It was too good. So, put your nail on your thing, and you have a lot of wax in your ears, but don't worry about it. Just put a little olive oil, a drop of warm olive oil in your ear, and then in your shower, it'll work its way out. But you're making a lot of stuff. That's okay. Normal.
Is that part of CO2?
It'll help, yeah.
Okay. Thanks,
don't
God.
Put fizzy stuff in your ear. Just...
I know.
You're arcing. You are arcing. That's what happens.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Now, you have just a few minutes. Hold on. Just a few minutes. You have just a few minutes to get your measuring tape. Put it on the Goober Snatcher, what your chest weight measurement is.
I will. All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. That was fun, Bob. Did you get all the notes?
Yeah, I got it all. I just put down Bert Healthcare and Restructure. They covered the whole 20 minutes or whatever.
The restructuring.
Healthcare and restructuring orgasm.
And ovums. Don't forget ovums.